This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio and Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Only show of its kind on radio or TV with no script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. This show comes to you from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. And the show also comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed, great man of talent. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national radio syndication. So much going on. First of all, I got to start with bad news. You know, I start every show with good news. I always have good news. I'm like Mr. Good News. Everyone loves me for my good news. But there's a couple of bad news things out there that I got to start with. This Nashville tornado, which has killed at least 22 people, and the numbers keep going up. I think I last saw 25, but all my earlier articles today said 22. And I think it's been updated as 25, and it could be more as the day goes on and the night goes on. But a terrible thing, and I just want to say to all my friends in Nashville, Tennessee, just our prayers are with you. Our prayers are with you. President Trump plans to visit Tennessee after those tornadoes and 20-plus people killed. And so a shocking thing and a bad thing in a very conservative red state. Nashville, Tennessee is a good area, a lot of great people, and we don't want to see anything bad happen to them. So we send them our love and our best wishes and our prayers. And then the stock market is a bad thing today. Dow plunged 786 points after the Fed shocked everyone with an emergency half-point interest rate cut, which should have made everybody happy. It was an emergency rate cut by the Fed, but the greedy people on Wall Street decided that wasn't enough to stem the economic damage of the coronavirus outbreak. And maybe they'll turn out to be right that it really is such a big deal. I know it's a big deal in China, but I don't think it's a big deal in the United States. I don't think it's going to be a big deal in the United States, except you're making people hysterical. And Democrats want open borders. And Democrat judges, liberal Obama-appointed judges, want to fight Trump. They think they know national security. And they want to let everybody in from Mexico or through Mexico. It doesn't matter to me if they're Mexican. I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they're brown skin. I don't care if they're Asian. If you come up through Mexico, you got to wait when you say the word asylum. Instead of automatically getting in, you got to wait on the other side. And liberal judges said late last week, no. No, you don't have to wait. We're going to let them all in. What happens when half of them have coronavirus? And it's spread all over the country. What happens when you let them in and they're fine, and a week later it's been, you know, gestating inside them, and a week later you've put them in cities all over the United States, and they've got coronavirus, they bring it to all of us, and they shut down the American economy. When you talk about what this could do to America, the border is the number one issue. Before I get to all the other coronavirus news, the other big news of the day is, of course, Super Tuesday. Today is the big day, Super Tuesday. As a matter of fact, I'm not on Newsmax TV tonight because it is Super Tuesday. And they're having all kinds of special election reports on Super Tuesday. And it's going to go a long way to telling us what's going to happen for the rest of this primary season for the Democrat Party. The question is, will Bernie Sanders win big, or will Joe Biden be the comeback kid, or will Bloomberg stop Biden and divide the vote? allowing Bernie to win. And it's going to be very important. And I think the whole thing's hilarious because Democrats have two horrible choices. I don't think Bloomberg's, as I said from the beginning, Bloomberg's never going to win it. He's not wanted by the Democrat Party. And you can't buy love. Money won't buy love. Nobody loves Bloomberg. All the money he spent doesn't matter. Look at Tom Steyer. Money didn't buy love. Money didn't buy 1% with Tom Steyer. Money bought nothing. If you knew the ads in Vegas for Tom Steyer, he gambled his whole campaign on Vegas. I heard at one point 90% of all the political advertising in Vegas leading up to the Vegas caucus was by Tom Steyer. 90% by one guy. All the rest divided 10%. And he did terrible on the caucus day last Saturday. So money doesn't buy you love. So forget Bloomberg. I think that Sanders will fight tooth and nail against Biden. And maybe the Democrats have rescued Biden, and maybe Biden will be the nominee. But I don't think either one of them will be able to clinch walking into the convention. They'll have a brokered convention. And then if they take it away from Bernie, who has the lead, the Democrats are going to kill themselves. And the Bernie people are just going to riot. They're the Antifa people. They'll lose their minds. And I think that they will never come out to vote for someone like Biden if they hand it to Biden when Bernie had the lead. But maybe Bernie won't have the lead. I predict all along Bernie would have the lead. I think Bernie will do very well today. But we'll see. We'll see if all the Democrat voters have gotten together and decided it's Biden now. And that's just as great for us. There are no bad choices for us. If Bernie's the nominee, I think we win everything. Republicans win everything because he's a communist. He's a radical, wild-eyed, crazy man communist. And if Biden's the nominee, he is the most corrupt. He makes Hillary look nice. He makes Hillary look honest. He makes Hillary look moral. You know, if it's Biden, it's slim pickings for the Democrats either way. They're either nominating a crazy commie or a man that appears to have some early signs of dementia. Biden doesn't know where he is and is the most corrupt politician ever. And Trump can destroy him on corruption and destroy him on his senility. And up till now, it was always me talking about that. It was only me. I really never heard anybody. I heard a lot of people say, we're offended by Wayne Root saying Joe Biden's senile. Well, Trump has started saying it. And we know Trump watches my TV show a lot. So maybe he got it from me. I don't know. But he started actually saying that Joe Biden doesn't know where he is or what he's saying. And that's what I've been saying nonstop for months now. Biden has no idea where he is. You know, today's Super Tuesday. Biden called it Super Thursday. How can you make this guy your presidential candidate? And here's the important thing. Biden is under criminal investigation in Ukraine right now. Criminal investigation in Ukraine. So this is just like 4 years ago when I said, are Democrats crazy? They're going to give the nomination to Hillary Clinton when she's under criminal investigation by the FBI? How could you give that person the nomination? Now, we have a guy who's under criminal investigation for stealing American funds in Ukraine, and you're going to give him the nomination? And you go, well, just like Hillary, they'll find him innocent. Don't worry about it, Wayne. You're exaggerating. It's no big deal. Really? When he's on tape, Joe Biden saying that I killed the prosecution of my son's company by withholding $1 billion in funding? Once again, Osolinsky, Democrats look in the mirror, whatever they see, they blame us. So there was Joe Biden admitting that he withheld $1 billion in funding and literally said, you have 5 hours before my plane takes off. If my plane takes off, you're never getting the money. You've got to fire the prosecutor who's coming after my son's company. And they fired the prosecutor. That's the serious charge that they went after Trump with, that he withheld money from Ukraine. When he's on record, he's the one, Biden, who withheld the money from Ukraine. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So it's Super Tuesday, and here's what you need to know. California has the most delegates in the Democrat presidential primary, followed by Texas and North Carolina. Today, what's up for grabs? Well, Alabama, 52 delegates. Arkansas, 31. California, 415. Wow, Texas, 228. Half of Texas. I should say half of California is Texas. 228 versus 415 in California. Colorado, 67. Maine, 24. Massachusetts, 91. Minnesota, 75. North Carolina, 110. Oklahoma, 37. Tennessee, 64. Utah, 29. Vermont, 16. And here's what Nate Silver says, and I don't necessarily ever agree with Nate Silver when he does general elections, but he's probably pretty good for Democrat primaries because he's a biased liberal. biased liberal putz who used to work for the New York Times and never gets anything right, but he might be right about Democrats because he can't be prejudiced or biased against Democrats. Nate Silver provides us with Super Tuesday predictions, final win probabilities in California. He says Sanders has a 76% chance of winning. Texas, he gives it to Biden 55%. North Carolina, Biden 95%. Virginia, Biden 98%. Well, he was right about that because Biden just won Virginia. And Massachusetts, Sanders gets 51% over Warren in her own state, so she'll drop out tomorrow. And in Minnesota, Sanders gets 53% of her Klobuchar in her own state, and she just dropped out yesterday. So those are the numbers. In Colorado, he gives Sanders 69% chance of winning. Tennessee, Biden 68%. Alabama, Biden 92%. Oklahoma, Biden 78%. Arizona, Biden 69%. Utah, Sanders 59%. Can't figure that out. And that must be Maine, M-E, Maine, Sanders 68%. Vermont, Sanders 99%. And American Samoa, Biden 36%. So according to Nate Silver, Bloomberg isn't winning anything. With all the money he spent, I think he spent like $400 million, all the money spent. Let me jump quickly as the music's on to coronavirus for a minute. I don't know what all these people are talking about. I know I just came back from a speech that I gave at the Nevada Republican Club. What a wonderful reception. What nice people. Thank you. I love you all. You're my base. You're my base of support. Standing room only. Biggest crowd in the history of the Nevada Republican Club. Biggest sellout in the history of the Nevada Republican Club. They had to turn so many people away. So many people were angry. They couldn't get in. We had to add extra tables. What an incredible madhouse. And they all showed up early to get tables to listen to my speech. And they all showed up. Nobody said this coronavirus, we're not going to events anymore. I hear people suggesting we cancel March Madness. I hear people suggesting we cancel the NFL draft in Vegas in April. Really? Republicans have no fear at all. Hundreds of people there hear me speak, and we all shook hands. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, wanted to remind you that I'm on Newsmax TV. Tonight we're not on, by the way, because it's Super Tuesday and they're having Super Tuesday election special events at Newsmax TV to go over the election returns. But tomorrow, we start brand new after 3 years of being on Newsmax TV at 8 o'clock at night East Coast time, 5 o'clock Pacific. We change time slots tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day. The Wayne Allen Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, starts tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 8 p.m. Pacific. No other show like it on American TV. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly, and take no prisoners. And if you don't get Newsmax TV on your local cable system, just call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Tell them you demand Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Allen Root. And by the way, it's no big ask. We're in almost 80 million homes now, so we're getting close to being in the same amount of homes as Fox News. So everybody wants and has Newsmax TV. If you don't have it, 844-500-6397, or watch it for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com, or get the free app on your cell phone, Newsmax TV free app on your cell phone. But the point is, my show starts anew tomorrow night at the new time, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. That's 9 p.m. Mountain, and that's 8 p.m. West Coast time, Pacific time. And radio does not change times. A lot of people keep getting confused by this. Radio, nothing changes. We're on the same 3 hours we've always been on, which is 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 3 to 6 West Coast time, 3 to 6 afternoon drive West Coast time. And, of course, you can get every single show after the fact at iHeartRadio, 24 hours, 7 days a week on demand. The Wayne Allen Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered. This just in, Joe Biden wins Virginia's Democratic primary. Joe Biden wins Virginia's Democratic primary. Democrat primary won by, in Virginia, by Joe Biden. So Joe is still on the comeback trail. And I always wanted Sanders to be the nominee. But guess what? I'm thrilled with Joe Biden's two horrible choices for the Democrat Party. The only guy I ever feared was Bloomberg. That's the only guy I ever feared. Because he could spend $6 billion to win the election. And he could argue he is a brilliant businessman who's even smarter than Trump because he's worth $60 billion instead of like $6 billion. He makes Trump look poor. So I always argued he was the dangerous one. Well, Biden is not a dangerous one. Biden is senile, very clearly, in early stages of dementia and incredibly corrupt and doesn't know what he's saying anymore. Let's grab a caller. We've got Dane on the line, line one. Dane from California, now moving to Las Vegas, wants to tell us what he's up to, why he's leaving California. Dane, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Wayne. Excellent. Listen, I wanted to give you a little update on my last day in communist California before I escape. Today, if you were not registered to vote today in California, you could go to the polling place and register on the spot with no ID and vote. This is how crazy California.
Dane, crazy, but no different than Nevada. You do realize they do that here, too. That's what Democrats took control, and that's what they voted in. You can do that in Nevada.
In addition to that, though, they have the DMV switching voters without their knowledge from Republican to Democrat. That was another big clap they got into. Also, in this county, 2,500 duplicate voter registration, voter ballots went out to voters, but the thing was two of them per person. So some people, 2,500 people, didn't get a voting ballot, but other people got two of them. It's such a quagmire that it should take November before they finally figure out who won in California here. Thank God I'm getting out of here, Wayne. I'm looking forward to listening to seeing you in Las Vegas.
Well, it's good, and we welcome you, and it's good to have a California resident who's a conservative coming here, and you won't be the first. There'll be many others. There were many others before you. There are many others after you. Lots of conservatives and working-class, middle-class people are leaving California running for their lives, like Dane, but just trust me, man, we got our own problems here in Nevada. It's a lot better in California, but we do have a, you know, really not a purple state anymore. It's really a blue state. Nevada's become a blue state because of the illegal aliens. I'm convinced that. Here's what I told the crowd at the Nevada Republican Club today. I said, I am so certain Trump will win by a landslide, electoral landslide, for president, but I'm not certain he's going to win Nevada. I think it's a toss-up whether he wins Nevada or not. But if he does what I think he's going to do after he wins the election, I believe the next 4 years will be dedicated to national voter ID. National voter ID. And if he does that, then I think we're going to win Nevada in the future. We're going to peel back time, and suddenly Nevada's not unwinnable anymore. It's very winnable. I think it's a very red state that is being ripped off by the Reid machine with illegal alien voters. If you got literally the twin deal of voter ID with photo, plus a new executive order by Trump that says if you are a non-citizen, you vote, instant deportation, you're out of the country 5 minutes from now, and you stop them from voting, we win Nevada again.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anything can happen, but I wouldn't say inevitable at all. No, I wouldn't say. We've really we've done a good job by doing it and combating it so early. We have the best people in the world, And I think we're getting a lot of credit for having made that early move. So, no, I don't think that's inevitable at all.
President Trump speaking at the White House when asked about if it was inevitable that the coronavirus would make its way across the United States. Voting continues on this Super Tuesday in more than a dozen states, such as California, Texas, North Carolina, and Virginia. The main two candidates include former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street, a down day as the Dow lost 786 points to finish at 25,917. The NASDAQ was down 268 points and the S&P dropped 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alaroots. And a lot of you know me as Mr. Politics, but many of you who listen to the show on a regular basis know I'm also Mr. Health. I take so many vitamins, and I work out so hard, and I eat a really organic and healthy diet and a non-gluten diet. And, can I ask you something? You know how hard it is to never eat bread? I haven't had bread in frickin' 4 years. In any case, I am Mr. Health because I want to live a long time, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so that we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism and elect Republicans to every office in this country. I want you all to live a long, healthy life. So here's the deal. Are you in front of a mirror right now? You should be. Did you know in 1973 a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Now, Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. But they've always sold them in Canada. Now they're coming to America, and they're coming to America on my show. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is a earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. So if you have a crease in one or both of your earlobes, listen up. Look in the mirror. Check it out. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers in America. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. This is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. And guess who has the crease in both ears, by the way? Yours truly. Can you imagine? What's the luck of that? I have deep crease in both ears. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Alaroot. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall, M-A-L-L.com. All right, we've got our guest here. His name is James Herson. He's with us every Tuesday afternoon. New York Times bestselling author, law professor. Expertise is the entertainment industry, but he's also knows his politics too. JamesHerson.com, JamesHerson.com. And let's talk about politics for a minute. James, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you on Super Thursday.
Oh, exactly.
Tuesday.
That's how I opened my speech today at the Nevada Republican Club. I opened my speech saying, in the words of Joe Biden, welcome to Super Thursday. your column about Democrats and the media allies stoking coronavirus fears. First of all, the whole thing is ludicrous. 18,000 people died of the flu in America since October. Nobody said a word. Nobody stopped going to movies. Nobody stopped going to sporting events. Nobody stopped going to restaurants. Nobody put on gloves wherever they went. Nobody said, I'll never shake another hand. Why do we decide now that the world is ending because 9 people are dead in the United States of America versus 18,000? I don't get it. Do you?
Well, you can get it because it's the same people. It's the people in the media who've been trying, as the president described, moving from one hoax to the next, and they finally found something that could bring down the president's approval numbers, which today they did, that could harm the stock market, which they've done. And they're willing, actually, to harm this nation just for pure political power. And look, you have to look so hard. You talked about the amount of people that have died from the flu. Did you know that over a million people died of tuberculosis? And then, of course, we have today's Super Tuesday. We have a guy who's running for president who is pushing an ideology that killed 100 million people. So, the proportionality is not there. And when we talk about the 9 deaths, 5 of the 9 were at an extended care home,
right,
with people who had other reasons. As a matter of fact, the first death, all 9, by the way, occurred in the state of Washington. And so these 5 that died, the first one that died, they did not know that coronavirus was present. They thought that the person had died from another reason having to do with their health and their age. And then they found out afterwards that there was coronavirus present. I think there is so much distorted reporting. There's so much Trump derangement syndrome that we have to take all of the statistics with a grain of salt, because as much as we know China was suppressing truth, I think we have people here in the United States that want to exaggerate, that want to basically engage in fear-mongering for their own political purposes, and it's shameful. It's really shameful, but we've seen that the media has skidded downward, that they no longer have any scruples whatsoever, and they're willing to report absolute blatant lies as long as those blatant lies somehow fulfill their mission of bringing down the approval ratings of President Trump.
Right, but you know what the irony is, James? I see one of the topics here that you wanted to talk about, because you're Mr. Hollywood and the film industry and the entertainment industry. You know, they don't seem to understand, by stoking the fears of coronavirus, which I repeat has killed 9 people, 5 of them in a nursing home in the state of Washington, versus 18,000 dead since October with the flu, while they're making this into the biggest Godzilla the world has ever known, the global film industry has killed itself. In other words, Hollywood is these liberals. Hollywood is the media. Hollywood is the ultra-biased media. And they're going to take a supposedly $5 billion loss. Isn't that going to kill Hollywood?
It's really, really going to hurt them. I mean, they've already, in China, the theaters are closed up. The box office revenue is down in places like South Korea and Italy. Big markets. And yeah, you use the right word, irony, because these are the people in Hollywood. They give 90% of their money to the Democrat Party. They now are out there endorsing people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. And they are supporting the very forces that have now created the hyper fear environment. You know, it's like FDR said, the thing we have to fear is fear itself, and it is the fear created by this incessant reporting that has now come back like a boomerang to hit the entertainment business. And you know, they're postponing all of these big film premieres. They're now talking about changing the release schedule. It's amazing, but you used the right word. It's ironic, and it's a bit poetic, because nobody deserves this more than the really traitorous people in the entertainment business.
It's all stupid, because I love going to Vegas Golden Knights hockey games, and it's never even occurred to me that because of this I shouldn't go to a hockey game. Matter of fact, I'm speaking with someone who has a beautiful luxury glass enclosed box for those games, and I just spoke to him today, and I said, can you get me in the next few days? I never even think about, ooh, I'm not going to go to an event. I just gave a big speech, James, at the Nevada Republican Club. It was the biggest sellout in the history of their organization, to hear Wayne Root speak, and it never occurred to me not to shake every hand in the room. I did. It never occurred to all those people in the sellout crowd, the biggest sellout in their history, it never occurred to them not to come to the Wayne Root speech because, oh my God, we're all going to die. It seems like we have two Americas, and Republicans are going to keep going out in crowds, and Democrats are going to not go out anymore. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, they've affected the public so much that if you go to your local store, you can't find sanitizer. It's gone. If you go on Amazon or eBay, it's gone. The warehouses are clear. Sanitizer, water, rubbing alcohol, all of these things. People are out hoarding it. They're out price gouging. It's disgusting. But this is what happens when you have this coverage that is so shrill and over the top. You know, south of Los Angeles, there's a county called Orange County. It's about 3 million people in that county. They have declared a national emergency. The number of coronavirus cases in that 3 million person county, 1. And that person has fully recovered. And yet, it's an emergency. It's a state of emergency. And this is the kind of thing that's happening all over. I mean, obviously, the state of Washington is out there shrilly they have a total state of emergency because five people died in a nursing home, and they had people over there that had come back from countries early on that had this. Can you imagine what would go on in this country if we didn't have President Trump in the White House, if he didn't react in January and close down our borders to people coming from places like China? And because the Democrats certainly wouldn't have done it, their solution for this is to open the border. Elizabeth Warren said we should take the money that we're using for border security and use it to spend on fighting the coronavirus.
The whole thing is ridiculous. You know, by the way, I mentioned the 18,000 people dead figure from the flu, the traditional flu since October. Did I mention that over 30 million got the flu? 18,000 died, but 30 million Americans got the flu, and nobody thought to stop going out anymore. And now they're mentioning that they may stop March Madness, or they may play the games with no audience present at March Madness. What are these people talking about? Then why did hundreds of people show up for my speech today at the Republican Men's Club in Nevada? Nobody cares. This is ridiculous. We'll be right back. Much more with James Hurston. I want to play the Donna Brazile interview with the head of the Republican Party. What is it, Rhoda McDaniel? When we get back, wait till you hear what Donna Brazile said on Fox News earlier today, and then James and I will dissect it all. We'll be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. Alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking, and no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Allyn Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll free. 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggest.com/root and type in the promo code ROOT. 20% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you?
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, and I'm on with our great friend of the show, James Herson. Great guy, and New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website is jamesherson.com, and I want to play James the Donna Brazile video on Fox News today. She was sparring off with, I assume, Roma McDaniel, right? Her RNC counterpart?
That's right.
And she was responding to Roma McDaniel's comments. And let's hear what Donna Brazile had to say.
It does depend on how big the lead that Sanders takes out of California is, if he picks up a huge proportion of delegates. But I don't see anybody getting out soon. And it's leading towards potentially a broker convention, which will be rigged against Bernie if those superdelegates have their way on that second vote.
To that, you say what, Donna?
Stay the hell out of our race. Stay the hell out of our race. I get sick and tired, Ed. And Sandra, I've listened to Republicans tell me and the Democrats about our process. So, Rana, go to hell. This is not about... No, go to hell. I'm tired of it, Ed.
Very fair. That was a little touchy added by Chris O'Sullivan. That was not on the actual tape. Nobody was shooting anyone in the head on the actual tape. That was a joke. That was a bit of a joke by Chris. And then, of course, Wayne Root will get blamed for it. I'll get blamed for that. The right-wing watch will say Wayne Root said they shot each other in the head. James, I just want to know what you think about somebody saying go to hell to a counterpart on Fox News.
It's despicable, and it just underscores the fact that Donna Brazile should never have been hired by Fox. I mean, CNN fired her, and they fired her not because they found out, you know, from someone on their staff or anything else. It was because of the emails exposed by WikiLeaks that showed that she had shared questions in advance with friends that were on the Hillary Clinton campaign. As a matter of fact, when CNN fired her, they issued a statement. They said, quote, "We are completely uncomfortable with what we have learned about her interactions," meaning Brazil, "with the Clinton campaign while she was a CNN contributor." This is a woman that was fired just in 2016, just 4 or 5 years ago. And Fox hires her. And you know what? They let her get away with this stuff. It is despicable. She needs to be fired. And, you know, Rhoda McDaniel does not deserve to be treated like that on the air. And Donna Brazile may issue an apology. I don't know. But
she probably will.
By the way, she never admitted the leaking of the questions. In her book, she wrote about the alleged leaking. She never even admitted it or apologized or anything else. It's just, yeah, it's very sad, and no Republican should appear with her at all, period, from now on.
All right, and I just never understood why Fox News would ever hire her because, you know, number one, I'm sickened by Fox News hiring all these liberals, socialist, communist type of radicals who hate the Republican Party to give the other side a view. I don't see anybody on CNN or MSNBC giving the other side a view. But also because she's a known cheater. You know, like you said, okay, she didn't admit it, but she did admit it. Everybody knows she cheated and gave Hillary the questions in advance. And my question is, if Wayne Root gave the debate questions to Donald Trump in advance of a Fox News debate, would Wayne Root have a career anymore in the media? James? No, right?
Absolutely not. No.
Yeah, there you go. Let's talk quickly.
Donna Brazile is the protected class.
Protected class. There you go. Liberals are always protected class. MSNBC, last topic of the night. We got to go quick, but Hardball host Chris Matthews had an abrupt resignation last night. Latest sexual misconduct-related debacle for NBC. What do you hear on the ground about Chris Matthews?
What I really hear, this is a political force out. You know, Chris Matthews. Now, I've met Chris Matthews. I used to appear on Hardball years ago. And Chris is someone that is willing to go against the grain. If you remember during the Clinton administration, he turned against Bill Clinton. But these charges came out against Chris Matthews in 2017 where he had some issues about the way he spoke to women. As far as I know, there's never been any kind of sexual assault or even sexual harassment allegations. But what happened is Chris Matthews did an interview with Elizabeth Warren where he questioned whether he should always believe a woman who comes up with allegations. And all of a sudden these feminists started attacking him. And then, of course, he came up with his statements that he's apologized for, where he attacked Bernie Sanders and basically said Sanders winning Nevada was like a World War II loss against Hitler. Not a smart thing for him to do, but he apologized for it. But this has to do with a political hit on Chris Matthews for not following the party line.
There you go. You always get the latest scoop in the entertainment and political worlds from the one and only James Hurston every Tuesday afternoon in hour number two on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. James, we thank you for your insights every single week. You're the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, normally this is where we head to Newsmax TV, not tonight because it's the Super Tuesday results coming in. A Super Tuesday special starts on Newsmax TV in just a matter of minutes, and we'll have all those same results right here on the radio with the Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered, right here on USA Radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Root.